This is always a fear, Tommy.
Oh, really?
This is always... I'm about to be really frank and vulnerable with you.
Why don't you just... Well, don't be Randy. Never mind.
I'm always Randy. Hey, girls. Hey. I've never been Frank. You ever been a Francis before?
I live right by Francis Roan.
I hope in the near future, say the next 10 to 15 years, all the Franks die off. We don't need any more men named Frank.
You just want them all to die, like a Frank genocide?
Well, you know, we'll...
A Frankicide?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in years to come, perhaps they'll speculate about an asteroid hit the Earth and cause the Ice Age and all the Franks died out. They won't know how the Franks died. I mean, that name's outdated and I hate it, okay?
You don't like Frank? I think Frank's kind of a cool name.
You like that a lot, do you?
I wouldn't say a lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't name my dog Frank.
Well, that's exactly what you would name a dog is Frank, not a real life human being. You kidding me? So I'm going to be real, real, real right now.
Oh.
Vulnerable.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I always hate it when I'm in the bathroom stall and someone walks in.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, you're weird about your bathrooms.
I'm very particular about my bathrooms, as well I should be.
You just got to quit giving a fuck.
I should give an F when I'm in a public restroom. Thank
no,
you
just
very
make sure
much.
It's clean. I spend more time cleaning it than I do actually going doing the duty, you know?
Okay, so you walk in there with some Windex, some Lysol.
No, I always take either the paper towel or the toilet paper and put a bunch of soap on it and get a little wet, and then I wash down the seat. Then you got to wash your hands, and then you got to go dry the seat. Then you got to wash your hands, and then you got to cover the seat in either paper towel and toilet paper.
2.5 hours later,
right?
The courtesy clerk at whatever store you're at, his job is done for the night. Do you spit shine the mirror, too? Just to give it that glisten? That you so require for your bathroom mirror selfies?
I just, as long as it's clean, I'm fine.
There's always that irrational fear in my mind that someone will walk in and stare at you through the crack between the stall and the stall door.
Yeah, that's pretty irrational. But I've heard of that.
You would think it was irrational, Tommy, but I've heard this happen twice in the last umpteen weeks.
Yeah, to somebody's cousin's brother's sister's boyfriend?
One is my very good coworker friend, man. He was in the bathroom at the Retail Paradise that gainfully employs me.
Right? Us, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He gets paid to work there too, right?
Technically. He's more of a, what do you call
it? Hanger on.
He's more of a apprentice.
Oh, really?
You know, my Padawan learner.
Is he a meat cutter?
A meat cutter, excuse me?
There's the only apprentices I know at those kind of places.
Is that some sort of a double entendre I don't understand?
You have to be an apprentice to be a meat cutter.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What are these meat cutters? Are they wizards of some sort?
Well, no, they're butchers.
Oh, my God, they're serial killers. That's crazy.
All right.
Like Jason's.
Get to your stall story.
Okay. This happened to him. It was very frightful. He was in the bathroom stall, you see? Doing his business, going number two.
Well, I would hope.
As one does.
Right.
I would hope he does not sit to pee. Although sometimes you got to sit to pee.
Really?
Yeah. What if you're very sleepy or sick?
I don't think I've ever been that sick.
No, you just pee all over the walls and the floor and shit all over the place.
Well, duh.
You're an
animal. I do that when I'm normal.
When you're normal. When is that, sir? I'd like to see that day.
Between the hours of 6 and 6:45. That's about it.
That's about it. 45 minutes of paradise.
Yep. Then I get my coffee and
then the disaster strikes. Tommy's raring to go. And as I've said before on this pod, I believe that crack between the stall and the stall door is way too wide.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a mile wide.
Right.
Did I finish my tale about my... So he's in the bathroom going number two, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this random stranger stands there in front of the door for minutes upon end.
Weird. Why wouldn't you just say something?
What are you supposed to say?
Why are you standing out there? Don't be a pussy. Say something.
Why are you getting all offended with me? I'm not the one that was sitting on the toy.
I'm not going to let somebody stand there for minutes.
No, you're not? You're going to really get aggressive?
Sure.
You're going to be a man all of a sudden?
Right.
When has that ever happened in your life?
Come stand in front of a stall door.
I'm going to try it with you. Yeah, he stood there for minutes. Some random. What a weird thing. Who does that?
Weird people. Were they looking through the crack?
Yeah, he said they were.
God, I don't believe this story.
Okay, well, he's a liar. Go fight him then. He's a big, stupid liar.
Well, nobody's going to stand there for minutes.
Well, how do you know?
And then they're going to look through the stall door?
Yeah.
And he didn't say a damn thing?
You've never seen a weirdo in your life?
Wait, your buddy didn't say anything?
No, he didn't.
That's kind of his fault.
Well, okay. It's on him then.
Yeah, it's part of it.
It's on him that people are weird. I get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's weird not to say anything.
Yeah. And I always have the fear that if you're sitting there and somebody walks in, right, they choose the stall right next to you, even though there's very many available stalls, that you'll look up and they'll be peeking over.
What?
Yeah, why
not? Where do you go to the bathroom at? Gay bars?
Public places.
There's people peeking over?
It's happened before.
What are you talking about?
You've never witnessed this?
No, I've never had somebody peeked over the stall at me.
Yeah, ever. Me neither. You know why? I'm very, very vigilant. But it's a fear.
Oh, you're just saying it's a fear. Okay.
Yeah, did I say it happened to me? Pay attention to the words that I say.
It's hard.
Please. I mean, because honestly, who wouldn't want to sneak a peek of all of this?
Ew. Gross.
Please, I'm a thirst trap over here. I am.
A regular bug zapper, huh?
Yes, I am the bug zapper. That's what they call me on the streets. Yo, there goes the bug zapper.
Yeah, people just flock to him. They can't That's help right. themselves.
So this happened to a friend of my sister's.
Here goes another story.
No, this is a real tale.
Oh, friend of your sister's.
Now you're calling my sister a liar, and I might cuff you upside the face.
Her friend might be.
We'll call her Patty just because.
Really? Patty?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's a normal name.
Okay, well, you want a
How old's your sister?
Name?
25? 30?
What does that matter?
There's no Patties at 30 years old.
Okay, well, I didn't say that my sister's friend was 35 or 30.
Oh, somebody in her knitting club that's like
You're
80?
Offended by Patties, but okay with Franks. I really...
I got a cousin named Frank, and he's only 18.
I've never met him before, and I don't
no,
think
you
he
haven't.
Exists.
No,
I think he's a tall tale.
No, he's real.
Odd
it's 18. Franklin.
Oh, Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, step back. Was he going to be some sort of politician?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, that's a shame. All Franklin should be politicians. That's a rule of life. So my sister's friend, Patty, was at an establishment. I think it's called Applebee's.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
You ever had the Bees of Apples?
The neighborhood bar and grill.
It sure is. All your friends and neighbors are there, huh?
Actually.
They're chowing down.
Last time I went there was a lot of people I knew there.
Well, come on.
I am the mayor.
Tommy T walks into a building. He's slapping high fives, kissing babies, signing autographs.
Yeah, usually one or two.
That's how he rolls. Mm-hmm. So
whether they want it or not, I just do it.
So my sister's friend, Patty, was at this Applebee's. She's having lunch with her dear friend. And the Red Hat Society steps in. You ever hear of these people before?
I love them.
You love them?
In fact, I was reminded recently that they came to a comedy show of mine.
The Red Hats are coming.
Dressed as clowns.
That's mildly frightening.
That's what me and this comedian were talking about on Facebook. He's like, you remember that time? It was at Beamer's, which is by the place that Gamefully employs you.
Somewhat.
Yeah. We were doing a show there, and these four ladies get out of a PT Cruiser with clown makeup on.
Oh, man. I wish it was like 18 ladies got out of a PT
right,
Cruiser.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what we were doing anyway. But
yeah.
And they come in.
Juggling monkeys on their shoulders.
They come in. They're dressed regular, but they have clown makeup on. They got their red hats on, and they're being loud and disruptive, and we weren't having any of it, so they got up and left. So.
Bunch of nihilists.
Mm-hmm. They did not want to be quiet for the show. So
riddle me this. Aren't the red hats supposed to be old ladies?
Well, they were old.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, 60 plus, I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, the red hats are a group of old ladies that get together, and they socialize and have orgies or something.
They're very quirky. They're very loud. They're very.
See?
Yeah.
Seriously, you leave the room, leave them unsupervised. You come back, they're all scissoring. It's nasty.
Jesus.
Never seen anything like it. So my sister's friend, Patty, had to use the restroom while the Red Hats were coming. And
From scissoring? Or
Who can tell, really? Wiping off their clown makeup. Oof.
Yeah.
Freaky.
That got weird.
Right? You started it.
You said scissoring.
Mm. Gross. So she goes,
we're a clean family fun.
Yeah. Hey there, 10-year-old. What's your favorite cartoon? Scissor Sisters?
Gross.
What? So she goes into the bathroom. There's like three stalls in there. Stall one and two, she's not really fond of the cleanliness of the toilet seats.
Oh.
That's a valid concern.
Sure.
Some people don't want to take an hour and a half like you to clean stuff up and do other people's jobs. So she goes to the last stall, perfectly clean. That's the one she chose. Happened to be a handicapped stall.
Hmm.
While she's sitting there, this red hat, she shuffles in. And she goes right, like she had it, a fucking...
Like she followed her in, maybe?
I don't know if she followed her in, but she was targeting that handicap stall. That was her desired destination. And she walks over and stares into that crack. Like, puts her old wrinkled death mask right against the way too wide
her leather slit. Face, as some people might say.
Leather face.
Yeah.
Not little face. Maybe little. Maybe a little leather face. Yeah. Who can tell?
Leather little face.
And she looked at Patty on the toilet and said, "You don't look handicapped to me."
Oh, that'd be so creepy.
That would be the most frightening thing.
Sure. Did Patty like levitate real quick up to the ceiling and hit her head?
You would think so. I mean, a cartoon noise and everything. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a little known fact that little old ladies can be very, very frightening. Yeah.
Is Patty handicapped?
She is not.
Okay.
And as near as I can tell, old Red Hat wasn't either, other than the fact that she was an old, old lady.
Old and white.
Yeah, so privileged. Right. Very, very right. Privileged. So, yeah, this unhinged psychopath is staring at Pat. You don't look handicapped to me.
See, that sounds like a real story.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Okay. Well, I mean,
passes the Tommy detector.
Okay. Why would I tell tall tales out of school, sir?
That's a new segment.
The Tommy detector. Bullshit or nah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Here's the thing about little old women. They give no Fs. They will tell you exactly their opinion of you or any given situation.
They found out the secret to life.
They did.
Nobody gives a fuck.
So. No. They'll tell you what they think.
Sure.
And then they'll go waddling away, scowling into the night like they do.
Mm-hmm. With their shoulder pads.
Oh, man. They got those football linebacker shoulder pads and their scowling faces. Get out of their ways, please. For all that is holy. So the lady, she's bitching, you know, and she chooses the stall right next to Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And Patty's, you know, finishing up. And the old lady just bitching and yelling at her the whole time, just berating her. You know, what would you do in that situation? Would you say something?
Fuck yeah. I ain't scared of no old lady.
I would say, well, I would hope that you would not be in a women's bathroom to have to experience that first off. You know, shit happens.
There's unisex now, Randy.
Oh, that's true. You are right.
Is it a women's bathroom?
Let's not get political, sir. Hot topic. It's burning me.
So that's all I do now is just topical humor.
Yeah. I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse. You know what's up in life. So what I would do probably, I would take a big old hefty chunk of toilet paper.
Sure.
Dunk that shit in that toilet water. Sure. Toss it in the stall next door.
Sure.
I might lose my arm up to my elbow from all the toilet diseases. Totally worth it because sure. I got my vengeance.
Yeah, but then you'd have to make sure that whoever you're with is ready to go now.
Go now.
You don't want the red hat ladies after you.
Oh, my God. They'd be ravenous. They'd grow fangs and try to chew out your jugular.
Sure.
Juggler.
You don't want four of those waddling weebles after you?
No. You don't want them. We go. I give the look. We go. We're out. I will not be beat. Beat. Drop that beat, D-boy. Bam, put it in.
Drinking summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. Woo! So strange when it's changing the speed. What you know about Leonard Skinner? So whack of the intro, the hot of the verse every time, baby. I've seen a hard time.
like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo. About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90 and then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow. I'm up in a mix and a place to be. You down for the night, come fuck with me.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy. Tommy's over there.
Hey.
Hey. It's Fat Tuesday. Insert your Tommy is fat joke here.
Huh? Or just Tuesday.
Yeah. Right?
I remember when I made that joke like 10 years ago.
Oh, killing it even then. Slaying everybody.
It's Fat Tuesday for me.
Such a
Tuesday
fucking sense of humor you got on you. You had a poonchki today?
Hell no. I don't eat that shit.
Oh, man. Poonchki sounds like a vulgar word.
Just because I got married in the Catholic Church doesn't mean I have to follow their rules.
I am Polish. I'll eat a poonchki.
Ew.
Hey, girls, hey.
That sounds gross.
We are not live this week, by the way.
You put an N in there.
Excuse me.
I don't think it's a poonchki. Is it? It's like poon. How do you say it?
Putin.
Sure.
We're not live this week, by the way. After last week's debacle, we're taking a week off to lick our wounds. We are undead. We're just a zombie podcast shuffling along.
Do what we do best, right?
Do what we do best. What is that? Nobody knows. But we're useless and enjoyable, so what up? We're a big dumb comedy show. If this is your first time listening, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
You liking what's going on?
Thanks for tuning in.
Did you change the fucking station yet? You might. Tommy, I know that you've had a very traumatic injury. We talked about it last week.
My ankle. Yes. Oh, it just cracked. Did you hear
it? Is it still bothering you?
Oh, it's getting worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're at that age where injuries can linger.
Oh, it will be there for the rest of my life, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I was at the Retail Paradise at Gamefully Employs Me, I think it was last year, and I landed on, there's this big uneven surface for no reason in the back room, very safe, in the concrete, and I stepped on it, and my full weight landed on my ankle, twisted at a 90-degree angle.
Ow.
Somehow. See, I'm not even, I probably sprained it because it hurt forever after that. And now I have to move it around all the time to crack it.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, mine just popped. As soon as you said that, I moved it and it popped.
Yeah. And it feels so good when it cracks, but sometimes it feels like it locks in place.
Oh, yeah. When I get up after sitting for a long time, if I'm not moving it, I have to hobble around for a minute.
Oh, my God. You're going to be sitting there one night and your lazy boy in your big stepfather robe smoking your big stepfather pipe.
I don't have a pipe.
Well, you're going to, I'm sure. Like a big Sherlock Holmes.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, right?
Now I want to get a big old pipe. My grandpa smoked a pipe. It was the coolest thing.
It's got to be. You're going to be sitting there and your bones are just going to spontaneously break. And you're going to yell, "My bones hurt, Ma." My bones hurt, Ma. Do you call your beloved Ma yet?
Mm-mm.
Not at that age yet. You'll get there. You'll get there.
I refer to her as Mom to the kids.
Oh, there it is. It's already started.
I say, go ask Mom.
You'll know when the appropriate time is right. When the beloved reaches that age where her hair spontaneously retracts into her scalp.
I don't think she'll do that.
No, you don't think so?
No, she is not a fan of the may I speak to the manager haircut.
I'm glad. I knew your beloved was awesome for a reason. I did.
She's very funny.
You ever? I'm glad. I mean, at this point in time, you don't look like each other, too.
No. No, not really.
She's very pretty. You're very ogre-ish.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She doesn't have the beard that I have.
So. Not yet. I mean, You ever see those couples that have
She does not have a beard. Let me just clear that up.
You ever see those couples that have been together so long that they start to look like each other?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of them. I can show you some of them on my Facebook. It creeps me out.
Oh, my God. They do that gender swap thing that's all the rage on the Facebook right now.
Oh, did you do it?
And it's just a picture of their significant other. People are like, hey, John, I don't think you did that right. Is that, that's just the picture of Kathy, right? That's Kathy.
I didn't mind, and I put both fingers in my nose to try to be funny. Uh-huh. And all it did was shave my beard. It didn't mess with my hair. It did not mess with anything else. It just took away my beard.
It was just you without a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we can't do anything with this creature.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was because both of my fingers were in my nose, but yeah. I was really, like, really excited to upload it to Facebook.
They're like, who uploaded this picture of a Tasmanian devil? What are we supposed to do with this shit?
I had each nostril plugged and my tongue out. And I guess they were just like, no, we don't like it.
You merry prankster. You're always up to something. You're always up to some caper of some sort. Oh,
shenanigans, huh?
So many shenanigans. Tommy, I hit the white trash double feature today. The white trash. I mean, I wish I hit another one so it could be the trifecta.
What'd you do?
Well, first.
Did you buy a Busch Light?
No, I didn't. Actually, there's a beer out there. Did you know this? Called Genesee Beer.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I want it so bad.
But it's not from Genesee here. It's Genesee, New York.
I don't care. The can looks awesome, and it looks so cheap, and I want it now.
Yeah. I think I've had one before.
I almost got one today. Maybe next week or something.
Yeah. We'll drink a Genesee beer next week.
We'll do a live show next week and drink Genesee beer.
Sounds
good.
It'll
be dope.
See if we can get through 12 Genesee beers.
Yeah. I'm not a man that's afraid to admit wrongdoing. As anyone that listens to the show ever...
Don't hold me to that, by the way. Next Tuesday is going to come, and I'll be like, my liver hurts.
Yeah. I mean, I can dish it and take it out. I am both a spoon and a bowl.
What? Ew.
Oof. So today, I went to this place called Walmart.
Oh, yeah. That's where I got to go when I leave here.
That's sad. Because,
Right.
I've decided that Amazon is really the new Walmart. That's the way to go.
Sure.
Because they've got rock-bottom prices, and I can shop in my worst sweatpants and not feel bad about it. Not even shed a tear about this.
Well, my Chucks, see my Chucks? They're all ripped now.
You do have ripped Chucks.
They do, so they fit right in there.
You know what I don't like? They don't have the star on the side.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
That's a shame. I do have a pair of Chucks with a star on the side, and I love them, but I only wear them in the summer and usually where I'm somewhere where I'm walking a million miles, and then that doesn't work out because there's no cushioning whatsoever.
There's nothing.
I might as well be barefoot walking on glass.
Yeah, I don't know why they're ripping out. Maybe my ankle's just swelling up so big that.
Well, I mean, you've been working out those ankles. Like, I got to get rid of these fucking cankles.
That's right.
Need those ankle muscles.
Oh, your dream come true.
What?
Your dream's coming true.
This?
I'm getting fat again.
Well.
I'm working out even more, but since I've been drinking all that craft beer,
yeah.
I've put on like 30 pounds.
Hear that, people? That's what being a snob gets you. Fatty 2x4
I'm okay with
status.
It, though. I'm okay with
That's
it this
cool.
time. Yeah,
I'm glad you accept it.
It doesn't bother me.
So what a sad place this Mart is.
Oh, yeah, the Walmart, yeah.
I walked by that hair salon they have in there.
Yeah.
And that one lone wolf is always in there, probably playing Candy Crush on her stupid cell phone.
Yeah, trying to charge $19 for a haircut.
Maybe typing a text to herself saying, all work and no play make Jill a dull girl, because she's quietly going insane from not doing anything all the livelong day. And, I mean, you look at her. And she's one of those women that could be anywhere between 24 and 56, and you wouldn't be surprised no matter what she said. She's just I'm 47. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
I'm 25. Yeah, of course you are. Just that matronly, who knows look.
Sure. I've seen it.
But with the weirdest hair.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdest.
Like going every which way but loose.
Exactly. Like a Clint Eastwood woman. Like that monkey in that Clint Eastwood movie. I'd say 87% of salon beauticians and probably 95% of women above the age of 68 have the same hairstyle of like a front man for a new wave band in the 80s. Just
right.
All this feathered fucking nonsense crippling their heads. It's ridiculous. Like who... I'm going to pay you to cut my hair when you have that dome going on there. Oof.
Like, some ladies can pull it off and look decent, but, yeah, when, some it, can. But when it goes, like, left, right,
yeah,
upside
fucking
down.
Fucking flock of seagulls there. I'm like, and I ran so far away, bitch. I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to call her a B-word. Me too, baby. So I'm looking around this place, this Walmart.
Oh, you got to be looking like the biggest creeper.
People, I like to people watch. Who cares?
Sure.
I fit right in, and if I'm a creeper, I fit right in. Oh, that's my home turf.
Side note.
Side note, tangent. So, here we go.
This past Saturday, I took the beloved to the casino that I was performing at.
As one does.
Petoskey. And
did you win all the cash?
We did okay. We still lost 100, but most of that was because we drank and did a lot of shots. But
I was scared for a minute. Did a lot of. I'm like, oh my god, what is he gonna say? I'm like, cocaine. Oh my god.
But we played all night on the $100. Him drank all night on the $100, so it worked out good. But after the show, which it was amazing. There was like 200 people there, and it was great, and they all paid attention, and it was super fun to be in a casino.
It's always a plus when people pay attention.
Well, I've heard nightmares about all these casino shows. Like, people just walk in and look, and then they'll, and
they'll leave. I could see that, though. Yeah.
But people had to pay $5 to get in, which is super smart, because then they're invested. And it was awesome. It was set up great. Anyway,
I mean, but $5 invested when you're in a fucking casino, that's like the change I throw in my nightstand.
Sure, but yeah, it was great though. But afterward, the room that we were performing in turns into a nightclub.
Oh, speakeasy!
It was awesome. It was like there was not a soul in there over 25. Except for the one weird guy that was like 40 out on the dance floor. So we just people watched all night at the bar. And
oh, that's amazing.
We'd go out and play the slots for, 15 minutes and go back, get another drink.
Wait, did they have a jukebox?
No, they had an actual DJ.
Oh, man, you should have went up there and requested some old fart music.
They wouldn't have played it. There was no way. This was all...
Oh, EDM, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did soap fucking spray from the ceiling and everything?
No, it should have, though. It looked like that. There was lights all over the ceiling.
Was everyone dressed slutty?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, God, yes.
This is
ridiculous.
Great. This is great.
So we just people watched and laughed our life away. So
that's awesome.
Anyway, so back to your Walmart hair salon, which is not nearly as exciting.
No, not at all. Story, I mean, you're living the life. I'm just going to Walmart. So.
And they gave me the comedian's discount all night and even gave it to the beloved.
The comedian's discount.
Dollar off drinks.
Oh, boy. You've made it now. You think Patton Oswalt gets a dollar off drinks? You think that's his comedian discount?
Yeah, I guess. He probably has a rider.
Yeah. Ride or die. So I'm looking around this place at all these gremlins and bridge trolls roaming about.
Sure.
And I'm like, y'all ain't doing anything to progress past that people of Walmart stereotype. You're not helping yourselves out.
Right.
Not at all. I mean, what do you do? Do you dress down to go to the Walmart? Do you roll around in a mud prairie to get all filthy to show up?
There's places that if I'm dressed a certain way, I won't go into. So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I wouldn't go into, like, a regular grocery store with these gym pants and ripped up chucks.
Your hot tracksuit on.
But Walmart, fuck yeah. I'll be one of the top. I'll be looking classy in that place.
Yeah, I'm thinking Walmart. Here's what you need to do. Why don't you have all of your employees dress up in a suit and tie, give them a complimentary gym membership, get them a real nice haircut, and all these, this will really fuck up the client base. They'll show up and they'll be like, Ma, where we at? We in the wrong part of town. Did Jesus take the wheel and put us in the rich part of town? Oh, man. And then maybe your clientele will dress up better and... you'll avoid your redneck hippie stereotype there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have a Walmart joke, but then I got rid of it because everybody has a Walmart joke. But a lady yelled at me one time for my Walmart joke because she was a Walmart manager.
Wow. She had such authority.
I can't remember the joke, but it was comparing something really bad to being like, that's like, wishing to be a manager at Walmart. And
damn, got
she
her.
She was a manager at Walmart.
Hit a little close to home.
Yeah.
Touched a little nerve that she has to defend herself often.
Guess what kind of haircut she had?
Exactly. Ghost. I'm going to go talk to your manager. Oh, look, manager has the same haircut. Kindred spirits. Right. We can relate. We're on the same level. Right. We have the same barber. So if that wasn't a great enough experience, you know, I like to wade in the cesspool once in a while with the rest of the pond scum.
Yeah.
So here I am all scummy.
Make you feel like you're fitting in.
Yeah. So I decide to go to this place called Arby's.
Oh, yeah. I've been there once.
Oof. Have you now?
2 for $5, mix and match.
You got it, dude. So I show up, and there's all these like dumpy cars there. Oh, well, and I'm like, that must be the employees, you know? You ever play Street Fighter 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know those the training stages or whatever in Street Fighter 2 where you beat the shit out of a car?
Right.
Like Ryu and Ken are just like... Yeah. Uppercutting the that's what it looked like was in
the
goddamn
cars to the
Arby's. Yeah, exactly. That's what it looked like. Like,
oh, now you want me to have some Arby's fries. Ugh, I haven't had Arby's fries in like 5
I will
years.
Give them that. Arby's fries are great.
They're so good, and I haven't had them in so long.
Yeah. So all these cars look like they've been like, what the fuck? I think that guy just threw a fireball at my car. Does my insurance cover that? Shoryuken. What the fuck did you just say? He just busted off my bumper. Ugh. Why is he wearing that karate outfit?
It's a dojo.
It's not, but okay.
What do they call them then?
It's called a gi.
Yeah, there you go.
They train gi. In a dojo.
That's right.
Get cultured, son.
Gi.
It's a robe.
Okay, you fight in a Street Fighter tournament in
a
bathrobe.
I will.
In your Sherlock Holmes pipe. My name is Stepdad. Want to hear a dad joke?
People are just quitting, so I win default.
No, don't want to hear a dad joke walking away.
Oh, did you see that video of the MMA guy from around here that just taps out before the fight even starts? He got scared, just tapped the mat.
No, I didn't. That's amazing.
They said fight, and then he just taps the mat.
Jake the Quitter Savage.
Yeah, it was awesome. And all the comments are like, he's done it before, I guess. So it's like, why is he even?
Oh, so it's a big joke with him, huh?
He just pusses out, yeah.
No, well, he's probably trying to prove some millennial point or of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, his girlfriend was on one of the Facebook things defending him that he got injured earlier that week, and the promoters.
That's my boyfriend. Yeah, he's a tough guy, and you don't know what he's been through.
They're saying that the promoters wouldn't let him back out because it was too late, and it was a bunch of excuses. And yeah, the other guy was like twice his size and looked really mean. So
yeah, exactly.
And then you go to the guy that quits Facebook, and it's just a bunch of cigarettes. And
well, if he was twice his size, they'd be in different division.
Okay, then let me put this twice as good a shape.
Okay, that's probably more realistic.
Yeah.
So I get, you know, people have shitty cars. It happens. It's not hard to get a job these days, but it's hard to get a good job. So you get a car that was beat that to hell by Ken. You know, in Street Fighter, it's a celebrity car. You own it now. You threw a fireball at it. It's all good. Little scorch. We'll deal.
That reminds me. I passed a car on the way here, and I was like, does he have like a gasoline hose like hanging off his thing? And I got real close, and his wheel well was falling apart.
Well, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. One time.
It was on Dort Highway. Believe that or not.
Okay. If you're not familiar, Dort Highway in Flint, Michigan, USA, which has been over the last 20 years, consistently at the very top, if not number one, in the most violent cities in America. Dort Highway is the biggest
corridor of hookers.
Corridor of hookers and
strip clubs.
Violence and like
no-tell motels.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually the more violent parts are away from that, but that's like the most famous part.
Yeah, it's just like, it's kind of like the white trash meets the hood meets everything.
Yeah, it's really a mess in Flint, Michigan, USA. Like, there's the violence and the... Actually, there's going to be a documentary on Netflix called Flint Town.
Oh, really?
Which, if people don't know, everybody that's from here calls Flint Town, and I'm not sure where that started, where it comes from, but we call it Flint Town and whatever.
Right.
And it's going to be about the cops in Flint.
Oh, about how there isn't any?
How there's like two for the entire city, yes. which is a bad, bad thing when you're consistently at the top of the most violent cities in America.
Might be a correlation there.
Not a bad thing, or is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Very bad thing. But I digress, I guess.
Yeah.
So I walk into this Arby's.
Yeah.
And all the little workers in there were tatted to all extremes.
Where was this? What town? Flint Town?
Clio, Michigan, USA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were so...
Like neck tats and everything?
Yes, definitely neck tats. I almost said tweeted. They were tatted, not tweeted. There was only like 6 characters, not 280.
Okay.
Yes, there was a plethora of neck tattoos. I loved it because, you know, we have a glossary of neck tattoos, and these people had the dirtiest, grimiest, smudgiest green neck blobs you've ever seen.
Did I ever tell you about the time that when I was mentoring kids, remember when I used to do that?
I do.
And I passed around these temporary tattoos for like Valentine's Day or something. I don't remember what. And one of the kids put it on his neck. Like, not ironically, he just thought that's where it should go.
I'm going to be like Daddy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not Daddy. I'm going to be like Robert.
Yeah.
It's not Daddy. Yeah. It's just the guy that stays in Mom's room.
Yeah. He's Mommy's sleepover friend.
Yeah. Sometimes he beats me in hockey.
One time he wanted to play me in Super Nintendo, yeah. And I said, okay, Robert.
And he let me take a drink of his beer.
He stays over my house with Mommy like I stay over my friend's house.
Right.
They probably play G.I. Joe.
He smokes funny cigarettes.
So I wondered silently as I walked in if they had like a tattooed artist in the back, the break room or something.
Probably a guy trying to be.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on here? Is he... He doing some work on the side for some motherfucking curly fries?
Hayden got a tattoo gun.
It's on now. Go see Hayden. He'll give you a great discount. So my cashier.
A pack of smokes gets you a star.
My cashier. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a roast beef sandwich because I've decided that I can probably digest plastic. So I order a roast beef sandwich. My cashier... She had a tattoo of "Get This Hello Kitty" on her forearm.
We should hook up with that guy in Bay City.
With the Hello Kitty neck tattoo. Now I'm wondering if there's a cult of kitty going around that I'm not aware of. Is this a gang initiation? You got to get a Hello Kitty on your dumb body somewhere.
Hello Kitty.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's how they would sing it too. All these Japanese women.
Hey.
Oh my lord.
I was gonna try to fit into the cult of personality, but it didn't really fit.
Oh, that's what you were going
for.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry,
it didn't really
buddy.
Work.
I'm sorry, pal.
I outed myself.
So some of these ladies, they had. You could see they had writing on their collarbones. That's a popular thing. Princess and queen. Like, because that's how they view themselves, I guess. Like, does the beloved have any writing on herself? Like,
oh, she would never get
the
tattoo.
Beloved or no. Tommy's property.
No tattoos.
Mm-mm. No tats. She Mm-mm. does not approve.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, I got, 60 of them. But
at least. So
none on my neck.
And then I had the thought, well, they can get princess and queen on their body, and that's acceptable. Why can't I get G.I. Joe on my collarbone, and that's not all right? Tell me that.
Should get Peter Parker. Peter on one and
Peter
on the
Parker. And a big spider symbol in the center. Yes.
Wouldn't make mine look not as goofy, huh?
Try that sentence
my garlic
again.
And my vampire heart.
I don't know. I think a big Spider-Man symbol would be a lot cooler than your garlic.
No way.
Any day of the week.
Yeah.
Let's have a poll. Garlic, Spider-Man symbol, go. So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for my dumb plastic meat to come up, and I watch as this... Like, they need to set a reality show in these Arby's, because I'm watching an Arby's Kitchen Romance happen. Like, there's this girl, she's strutting around, you know, and I hate to throw another stereotype around, but I would think that she seemed like one of those women that would be like, yeah, I know I'm a bitch, I own it, I'm a bitch, mm-hmm. And then snap her fingers in a zigzag fashion and bob her head side to side like she's a cobra about to strike.
Okay.
You get the type?
I do.
Excellent. So I'm thinking...
Is this Queenie?
Well, no, this was a different woman. No, but she had the big green blob neck tattoo on the back of her neck that I couldn't make out. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it was.
You sure it was a tattoo?
You got some melanoma there. I don't know what's happening, but Arby's got insurance. And I hate when people, when women, I've been in the presence of women that say
have
that.
You?
Well, yes, in the occasionally. Of women? But I've been in the presence of women that say, oh, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch. I'm a, right. I'm a, every right. time I'm like, ew, really?
Right.
Like, I like you, but ew.
What was that song? Meredith Brooks.
Meredith Brooks, yeah. And that was like an empowerment anthem from 1987. Like, I'm a bitch.
It's like Meredith Brooks opening up for the 4-9 Blondes.
I mean, you shouldn't have to say that you're a bitch, ladies. I get it.
Right.
I get it. You're trying to embrace it.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. Show it.
Yeah, show it. Believe it or not, ladies, I'm on your side. Some people think I'm a bitch, too.
No.
Believe it or not.
Right.
I have resting bitch face.
You do, actually.
I do, absolutely. I'm very much in deep thought sometimes.
Yeah, very stoic.
Yes, exactly. When I'm thinking, I did a Daffy Duck thing in the microphone there.
That was awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't do that again if
no,
you tried.
I'm not even going to try.
Thuckery thuckatash.
Wow, that was awful.
That was really bad.
That was awful. But I'm glad I did that so it
yeah,
could lead
do
to
that.
That.
Right,
yeah.
Sure. That's what this is all about. Awful things.
Awful things. Seriously, when I'm in deep thought, I know I have a resting bitch face because it's been caught on camera a few times. If I had an action figure, my kung fu grip would actually be resting bitch face action. I would be resting bitch face Randy.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So she's in the back, you know, she's getting onion rings or whatever she's doing back sure. there. And Home Slice is back there with his goddamn beard net on and his illegible words on his dumb arms.
Hey.
And he's like, hey, yeah, shut your mouth if you want, but I don't think that's what you want.
Is that really what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she said, I shit you not, she said this, it's like whatever. How are you a character from a romantic comedy come to life with a blob of melanoma on your back? Like, what is happening here? Where
are your parents?
Yeah, where are your parents, one? Number two, is this the real world? And I've, like, is MTV here? Like, what is going on?
So that was her response made zero sense. Is pretty much
zero sense. It's like whatever. So you basically could have kept your mouth shut and it would have had the same effect. So this is the best part of everything, in my opinion, my esteemed opinion. She's the one that gave me my dumb, stupid sandwich in the dumb, stupid bag. And she goes, here you go, have a nice day. You know, could not care less about my existence.
Hey.
I sneak a peek at her dumb name tag. And
oh, no.
This was what was on her name tag.
Oh, no.
Granny Jessa.
Oh, terrible.
What? What?
Jeez. The district manager wasn't around that day, huh?
I guess not. They're having a lot of name tag fun there in the local Arby's USA.
Granny Jessa. You should have said, thanks, Granny Jessa.
Thanks, Granny Jessa. Yeah, I should have. Actually,
oh, you would have been the talk of the town there.
Oh, man. Her and Home Slice would have been, oh, you see that guy?
It's like whatever.
It's like whatever. Yo, I don't see no neck tattoos on them. He ain't down.
Word.
Word. We're going to take a quick little short little break at this point in time. You're listening to the Mystery Rebel Wilson Show.
Ooh.
Skirt, we in the freezing cold. Car-ha-coat, Timberland boots, no joke.
Give what haters say. All I did was stay the same. Cut the fat, came to rage. Cut to black on the crazy train. Pin wheels off. My dope in, let my scalp peeled off. Skills saw with the pen I brought on. Doubt D-boy, y'all gon' learn about that boy. He go hard. Been
Ben Wallace. 10 haters got 10 wallets. I came broke and I left ballin'. That's no joke, and that's George Carlin. I'm here. Ain't that a fact? The pit boy, I kick it like Pack-a-Lack. We the rap pack, you a pack of rats. Get packed in the crack like, oh, I snap. Kush packs, crack a patch. Blowing up to the track collapse. What a white girl with the fattest ass. Break the ice, you catch a bash. Yeah, fish in the barrel. Hood hippie apparel. See me on the beat like Christmas and Christians with carols. And it's the radical, tactical, magical, sagittal, suture splitter. Future spitter, boo. Here's a cheers to new beginnings. Boo the rapper, yeah. He who do it different than you. Who is this ludicrous rhyme I'm spitting? It's written so smooth. When I seen some hustle money, sure. I've been ballin', getting buckets in the hood, homie. Say what you were about it. I know you thought you could, motherfucker, but you ain't cut like that. You's a bitch like that. You ain't from my cloth. Put the city on my back. Put that city on the map. You in my city making that whack shit. That's what the facts here. Man, up and face them. I went crazy on some hippie shit. I'm back where I came from. Who's highs? Oh, you know it's D-Boys. Since I taught them about an hour north of Detroit. Who you think you're fucking with?
My welcome back to the sausage. How is everybody doing? Take a moment. Point your internet squarely at the goddamn Facebook.com. You're there anyways. Join our Facebook right? group. Type in the Miserable Retail Slave. Join that group. We have all sorts of fun.
Yeah, there's a page and a group. So like the page, join the group.
Yeah, that's not too hard. It's two clicks. Do it, dude. You're already there anyways.
You're already done.
This song's Super Dank by D-Boy. He provides a theme song called Hard Times, which you heard about a half hour ago. You having a good time, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You having a great time?
Mm-hmm.
If this is your first time listening, I must tell you that I really have a bunch of just experiences at these gas stations. Like,
that's where you spend most of your life.
That's where I spend the majority of my time. Like, and through the years, approaching our sixth year of doing this bullshit.
Through the years.
Yeah. There's been a lot of characters come from these gas stations. There's been the convenience nurse. Hey, girl, yeah. Hey.
And her boyfriend.
Yeah, well, and her boyfriend. But the convenience nurse, like, she didn't realize that I was the love of her life because she was all hazy from the fumes from Big Gulps. But it was there. And, like, Nathan, the best gas station attendant in the world.
I still see him all the time.
You have a great day now.
And you have a great day now.
That's his catchphrase, you know? And
I think if he can't say it, like, his head falls off or
probably.
Something. Probably. Like, explodes.
Tiffany with the cosmic pants. She showed up to work one day with her pants inside out. I don't know how that happens.
And what about the guy with the panties on the other day?
He was not a gas station man.
No, though. That's right.
Yeah. But Zit Galaxy, she has an entire constellation of acne right on her forehead. It's the saddest thing. This is my newest enemy. Like, enemy. I say enemy.
Ooh. This, probably nemesis.
You think so?
Sure.
Probably. This stupid piece of shit, I've dubbed El Silencio, the silence, because El Silencio does not say a single word to me at all, ever.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess it'd be La Silencio, right?
We beefing, apparently.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't know what I've done to this man to wrong him.
Does he have a neck tattoo?
He does not have a neck tattoo.
Yet.
It might be coming. It might be Hello Kitty, in fact. He might be in the cult of Kitty. I'm not sure.
Is he Mexican? Is that why you give him the Spanish?
No.
No?
He's just the whitest. The whitest old man you've ever seen.
Oh, old man.
Here's the thing.
You're getting snubbed by an old
Completely
dude.
Snubbed. Won't talk to me. The next person up, hey, how you doing?
Oh, that's awesome.
So now, it used to be I'd talk to him. Sure. You know, how's it going?
You should overly you talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I don't say anything, and it's a big contest to see if he even like makes eye contact, does anything.
You should ask Nothing. Him questions and see what he does.
He probably talks shit about me on his own podcast. Pumps are off. Pumps are off podcast. Gas stations, beef jerky, and scratch off lotto tickets.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pumps are off.
Yeah. So, go ahead and cough. What are you, diseased over there?
I haven't had a cigarette in like a week either. So.
Giving me your influenza.
I had a couple Saturday night.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get our good friend on.
Oh.
His name is Dexter.
Oh.
He's got a new thing going.
Oh, he does?
He was on Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics. He still is. you know.
But he's going solo?
No, he's not going solo. He's got a project, and he's very excited about it.
Okay.
Like, he's been the most excited that I've ever seen him since I've known him.
Okay.
Hot gun.
Absolutely, you know. So we're going to get him on the horn here, and we're going to kind of interview him, I think. We've never done that before.
Okay. Yeah.
He's been on before, but I don't think we've ever interviewed him.
Right.
What up?
Hey there, Dexter. Welcome to the sausage.
Oh, something's wrong.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I was hearing an echo for a second, but I'm not now.
Oh.
What, are you drunk already?
Possibly. It's been a stressful week.
Oh, man. So stressful. I love that laugh.
Is he at in a garage?
He's in an entire echatorium. It's just echoing nonstop all over the place.
Am I echoing?
Well, you're in a very spacious room, it sounds like. Maybe a cave? Are you in a cave?
Hang on, I got you. I'm gonna do a thing here.
Do a thing, please.
I'm gonna do a thing. Talk amongst yourselves.
I just figured people in Tennessee lived in caves. Right. I thought that's how they did. I'm not sure.
The primitive ways of the world.
Yeah, as he jingle jangles all over the place on our quality program. Oh my God! Jesus. Somebody's dead. Who died? Somebody killed Dexter. Christ. Everybody, you're witnesses to a murder.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
That geek is dead. He's wet. Remember when people used to say that in rap songs, like Ice Cube and shit? In order to say, he got wet. Like,
is that a little better?
Yeah, that's very much better.
Yeah.
Okay, I switched to my actual good microphone. I had my webcam microphone on.
Oh, that's cool that you picked the shittiest fucking thing to be on the Big Dumb Comedy program. I appreciate that.
You recall one of the other times I was on your show where I used the really, really shitty mic.
I do recall that, yes.
Yes.
And
by the way, thank you for having me on the program again. Always a pleasure, aside from the fact that it means I have to be around Tommy.
I mean,
he's just an earshot.
Yeah, he's
not physically, of course. Right. That would be so much worse.
He is an acquired taste. He really is. So,
like fine wine.
I understand your apprehension. I really do.
Yeah.
So the reason that we have our good pal, Dexter, on. And
reason for the season.
Yes. What? Don't add tags to my sentences. Who the fuck do you think you are, sir?
King hashtag.
He is
the treason of the season.
Oh, again, I've got people.
This is why your comedy career is failing, Tommy.
Oh, man.
It's not failing. I'm a big success. My mom loves me. I'm out of here.
He is a member, now and forever, of the Couch Party crew. Rest in peace.
Kind of. Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, I think of the Couch Party crew, I interact with you and Tomko and Ranty and...
And me.
Well,
hey,
you don't count. And H.A.B. every now and again when he comes to Michigan, USA, so...
I mean, just tweeted Ranty and told him I've got to get back to listening to his new show because I need that man's ranting in my life.
Yes, he's full of all sorts of anger and issues. So, sure.
And Cassie and Mandy have gotten too cool for us, I guess. I tagged them a moment ago on the Twitter.
Yeah, they are way too cool. I haven't talked to them in forever. Like,
I spoke very briefly with Cassie a while back, and I had told her I'd meant to give her a call just sometime just to catch up because we hadn't spoken in so long, and I've just been so fucking busy I haven't called her.
Yeah. I mean,
They're doing podcast conventions now.
Yeah, I know.
We're all quite busy, and they have had great success with their show, and I think that's awesome, and it was so cool to have gotten to, you know, start out with them and see how they've grown and what they're out there doing, and I wish them the best.
Absolutely. We're all up to different stuff.
What's the name of their podcast?
Oh, my God.
Tommy.
We should say it on the
podcast. Oh, I guess we should.
Talking about
Mixed Feelings Podcast.
Mixed Feelings Podcast.
Two mixed up girls in a mixed up world. Hey, girls, hey, I'm stealing your thunder, Randy.
That's okay. You're allowed. You're the only person that's allowed. Everyone else? No, not at all. So, yeah, we're all up to different things, which is cool. We're all doing, you know, we're all growing and whatever.
Well, we're not dying, I don't think.
Well, we are technically dying.
I am dying a little inside right now.
Oh, I mean, no.
I die on stage.
Of excitement because you're on the Miserable Retail Slave. Shoo. So Dexter has this project going on, and he's the happiest and most excited I've ever seen him since I've since I've started talking to him, I think.
What's happy and excited, but also an absolute nervous wreck. But for all the best reasons.
Yes. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it's just been a lot to deal with. We have a. Does Tommy mean what's going on? Because he literally has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I have
no idea. I've not said any. So Dexter's Dexter's part of a thing, and a group, and they created DoYouEvenComicBook.com.
Okay.
And so I went to this place, this Do You, because I knew it was coming, and Dexter was like, oh, this thing. I'm like, okay.
And because you're obligated to review Squirrel Girl for us now.
Yeah, I need to get on that because I might be a part of this thing, but I haven't done any necessary steps to make myself known or anything. So, yeah, we'll have to.
Real go-getter over there.
I am. I'm very busy, actually. But so he has a thing called DoYouEvenComicBook.com, and I go to this website. I'm like, oh, this Dexter dude, he's going to fucking do this thing. He's from the foothills of Tennessee. What does he know other than moonshine?
I do know a lot about moonshine.
I thought you might. So I go to this website, and it was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
It looks so good.
It looks fantastic. So I thought that I would take a minute because, I mean, our newer listeners might not know you, and we've never really done it. I thought we might interview you for a little bit. Is that okay? Wow.
I don't think I've ever been interviewed before.
Oh, feel fancy, brother.
This. I do. I feel very fancy right now.
First question, why comics? Why do you like them, and how did you get into them?
Well, before I answer your first question, because you know the show that I come from.
Yes.
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics.
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics.
You know how we always start our show. What are you drinking?
I've got a fancy Bud Ice right here, actually.
Ooh, you're drinking about as fancy as I am tonight.
Yeah, this is my second one, by the way.
And I haven't listened to every show recently, but I have still made a point to listen to some episodes at times. Tommy, have you begun drinking again?
I have, but I'm not drinking tonight, so it's kind of like a it's kind of like a controlled thing, sometimes controlled. So
I was really hoping to hear you pass out on the show tonight.
It almost happened a few weeks ago. So
yeah, I was
that.
Getting pretty drunk. Randy
I really
told
need
me to
be on a show where Tommy gets worse than I was on Ranty's show.
Oh man, dude, Dexter was on the old Retail Rant podcast, and he. He was nearly as drunk as you were that night you passed out here. Man,
I must note nearly because Ranty was very specific about, it wasn't quite as bad as Tommy.
Not quite, but man.
Well, I am a legend.
By the end of that episode, Dexter was slurring so bad.
It's amazing because if you listen to that episode, the first half, great. I mean, we're having these very fantastic discussions.
And then something happened.
Very broad.
Something turned. Did you take a shot or something? What did you do different?
I took several shots. I had a bottle next to me, and I just... it's like literally every time Ranty was talking, I was drinking.
See, and that's how Tommy used to do every fucking episode. So... That's why
That was early into my podcasting career. And it was a fantastic lesson for me as both a podcaster and an alcoholic.
Dexter, did you listen to last week when we live streamed for the first time?
No, I've still got to go watch it, but I love that you're doing the live stream. We just started that ourselves.
Yeah, well, we don't have any video or anything because I'm too lazy to set up the webcam. And I deleted the YouTube video because it was, I don't know, it was a disaster a little bit. Things went awry. So
I know the name was The Boy Who Cried Live, and I was a bit curious about that.
Yeah, we did about half of it live and the rest of it not. But actually, it turned out pretty well.
I told you it did. Randy was all crying and shit.
Well, I was mad because it was like a fucking debacle. It really was because we were going to take live phone calls and all that shit. And then everybody started calling at once, and that was a problem. Like they're
just too famous for our own good, I guess.
I mean, I was proud because we had 74 views on that dumb video over, like, I don't know, 7 hours or whatever. That's pretty damn good. But, like, there was...
How many were on accident?
The majority of them. But there was, like, 8 calls at once. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? I can't deal with this, so... We need to plan. I think next
week, if it makes you feel any better, our live streams have been not necessarily just a complete train wreck, but the last two episodes I've tried to play something during what would normally be our break, where I usually play a song or, you know, we make fun of someone who has made a video about us or whatever, which was the case this time. And OBS Studio just completely like farted out on me.
Yeah, that was what I was using.
We lost audio and shit.
Yeah, that was what I was using, and it wasn't going well for me. So we're going to try again next week, I think.
With the live.
So back to your interview. Why comics? Why do you like them? How did you get into them?
Oh, man. I've been reading, and this is actually something that I love to talk about. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. That's the standard answer you're supposed to give in interviews, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's, you're I've an been excellent interview person, man. I can appreciate that.
I have been reading comics for quite literally longer than I can read, than I could read, since I was very, very little. And part of that is I had a stepfather, who wasn't my stepfather yet, but he, among many things, he worked a strange second shift job. He was a bit narcissistic, a bit more into himself and his body and his car than into the idea of raising his daughter, my sister, and myself. But
Dexter has a sister. Hey, girl. Hey.
Stay away.
Oh,
Tennessee in general.
Oh, damn.
Of all those things, and the fact that, and he passed away when I was 12 very suddenly. But despite us never really being very close, he did instill a love in a couple of things for me. And one of those things was comic books. And he would take me to the comic book store with him. I think that's really more so my mother wouldn't be mad about him going and wasting money on comic books, but right. I still got to get comic books, so it was a win-win for me. But I developed a deep love for the medium, especially for the genre of superheroes, and I've just been a lifelong fan ever since. And I don't think I would have developed the love that I have for literature and for actual prose if not for starting out reading comic books.
That's awesome.
That's a good answer.
Because I feel the same way. So
you didn't have a stepdad that was into cars and bodybuilding?
No.
My story is very similar.
It is, except for the stepdad part, you know. Jesus Christ, you took the thunder out of my story before I even told.
Your story sucks. His is good.
His is good. That's a good answer. Like, I expected a shitty answer.
You just
and that
didn't
was
have any friends, and you ended up at the comic book store.
Probably. So, here's my story. So, my mom and dad worked a lot, and my dad was usually home on weekends, so he used to read comics when he was a kid, typically Marvel, I believe. So he used to, on Saturdays, this was our thing, he'd run errands or whatever, and then he'd take me to the local drugstore or whatever, where they'd have spinner racks of comics, which those don't exist anymore.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. And then they're came to be a time where there was a couple comic book stores in town,
yeah.
One of which was owned by AJB's uncle, believe it or not.
Right.
Small world.
Comic relief.
Oh, yeah. Connections.
Yeah, exactly. So I was in a comic book store one day. He took me there. He'd take me there, like I said, every Saturday. And there was a comic book on the wall. And my dad said, oh, I had that when I was a kid. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, I need to have that. Like, my dad is taking me to the comic store.
Right.
And I need to have that. So it was like $20 or whatever.
Which is a lot when you were a kid, because that was like 60 years ago.
It was at least 75 years ago. I was like 10 years old. If you're curious out there, nerds, it was Journey into Mystery 123. It was a Thor comic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you have the very specific memory of the first book, because I don't have that, because I mean I had comics in my hand by the time I was like 3 or 4 years old, you know, so I really don't remember what the first book I ever came across was, and I get that question a lot, and I'm like, I have no freaking clue, man.
That wasn't the first one I had, because I think the first one I had was like a Spider-Man comic, honestly. Right. But I remember my dad taking me in the comic store and him pointing at that and saying, I had that when I was a kid.
Right.
You know? And that, as the years went on, I still read comics and whatever, I thought about that comic. And I'm like, well, someday I'm going to get that comic. So I was probably like 11 or 12, and I tried to negotiate a deal with my aunt or something to give me $20. And she was like, okay, I'll buy that for you, but it'll stay at my house. I'm like, no, that's not the point.
That deal does not work for
that,
me.
Yeah, I want possession. My dad owned that.
What's she
going
to do with the comic?
Yeah, and as I got older and older, I always...
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Right. So as I got older and older, I thought about that comic. And I still read comics, and I was into like movies a lot. And I'm like...
Never women.
No. Oh, no. And I'm like, if it wasn't for my dad taking me to that comic store or taking the time out to...
Did you ever get the comic?
To indulge me in a passion that I cared about, I might not turn out to be this person. I might not.
So it's all your dad's fault?
It is. I might not be creative or...
Isn't it always?
Isn't it always? Like, I might not love the same things I love or be creative or do this dumb, stupid podcast.
Okay, did you get the goddamn comic?
Oh, my God. So, years later, actually this year, I was at a Comic-Con, and I saw that fucking comic.
Now it's $50.
No, it was $25. From 19...
So, Tommy, don't you realize that we had a market crash in the 90s and comics are basically worth nothing today?
The only reason it's $25 is because it's from 1963 and not many exist. So I'm like, oh my God, there it is. I have to buy this, right? Yeah. So I buy it and I show my dad. And he's like, yeah, I think I had that. And he was not excited whatsoever. I'm like... All my life, I wanted to own this fucking thing and be like, hang it on my goddamn wall and be like, so this is for my dad. He's like, yeah, okay.
He's like,
God damn it.
Yeah, I think I had that.
The disappointment is palpable.
Yeah, I know.
There goes your whole childhood.
I was like, I expected this big, tearful, like,
right.
Experience.
Take a picture together with
it. Father and son bond. Yeah, exactly. This big... Oh, my God. We accomplished something together. No, that didn't happen.
No.
I thought we were interviewing Dexter.
We are.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell a story on my own fucking podcast. Do you even comic book, Dexter? God damn it.
Your big, dumb comedy show, of which I am actually very grateful for you to have had me on to promote what we're doing, because you do have a good established audience, so this really... gets us in the ear holes of people who are not aware of us yet.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully I can be a part of the eye holes of your audience too. Like I said, we need to work that out, but whatever. Like what?
Yeah, absolutely. Did I get you in our Discord?
No, cuz I didn't even download Discord or anything, so we'll have to work on that this week.
You'll have to get in there. Our Discord is loads of fun.
Okay. So
we built this great community within it, and it's a community we're closely monitoring because we don't want to become like some of the other comic book fandom communities that are out there.
Oh my God, the internet was probably the best and worst thing to happen to comic book fans.
I say that all the time. And in fact, something I've said on our show a lot is, you know, when we were growing up, because we're not that far apart from each other in age.
No.
If you wanted to say something to a comic book creator, you had to sit down and you had to write a letter out. And you had to write okay to print on it. And you had to mail it off. And then you had to buy that book for two or three more months to see if they even printed it and answered your questions or your angry rant at them.
Right.
And now you're able to send what used to be 140 characters, but now is 280 characters at a creator immediately, and it has been the best and worst thing ever.
Yeah, because it gave a sense of community to comic book fans, but it also allowed the majority, well, I'm not going to say majority, but it allowed a big subsection of fans that are frustrated, overstimulated fanboys a forum to being angry and just fucking mean in their own geeky way at people that don't deserve it. Like, oh,
most definitely.
Well, that's like every group on the internet, isn't it? I don't think
it is, but I swear to God, comic book fans are the worst. Like,
it has become so ridiculous. And go ahead and make your point, but I have a funny but also distressing thing that I want to say.
Well, I mean, we've kind of been talking about stereotypes on this episode, but the stereotype I have in my head of a comic book fan is like completely repressed and like just, you know, doesn't get any wins in life whatsoever. And like, so he's so angry that fucking Spider-Man like lost a leg last week or some made up thing that I'm thinking of.
Or became possessed by Doc Ock, because right. That's a good example, because Dan Slott was the target of a lot of hate for the Superior Spider-Man arc.
Sure. And so they just lose their goddamn minds because this is a goddamn...
Do you even comic book?
Yeah, do you even comic book, bro? This is a character that's like been with them all their life, and it's been relatively the same, and then all of a sudden, here's a change, and I can't deal anymore. This is a real-life change in a fictional world, and oh my God, I want to kill you, you must die, so they send death threats and whatnot.
Wow.
That's not how a person should behave.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that, it often gets misreported that certain creators have received this just barrage of death threats, and that's usually not the case. But let's be very clear here. One death threat over a comic book is more than should occur.
Yeah. You know, I would say so.
Like, tell me, how many death threats have you received in your life?
One, maybe.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. A guy yelled at me one time for telling a joke.
Oh, what was the joke? Was it?
Oh, yeah, it was kind of bad, I guess. I don't really remember exactly which one, but it was probably worth it.
It was probably worth it. Yeah.
I have yet to actually receive any death threats doing a comic book podcast. And being somebody who has actively gone at some of the shittier parts of fandom, but I have been called everything under the sun.
You are a cuck. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I've been called not only a cuck and an SJW, but also on the flip side, I've been called a gatekeeper and a Nazi sympathizer. So Ooh. It's a very confusing thing to be a comic book podcaster sometimes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And
the funny thing I want to say too, just real quick before we get to your second question. This is how ridiculous it has gotten as far as the social media thing and dealing with creators, and not just creators, but staffers at comic book companies. And Marvel tends to be the big target because they're viewed by, you know, one side of one extreme side of the spectrum as, I guess, being the hub for SJWs ruining the comics. But someone became the target of a lot of this within this past year, who is a girl named Heather Antos. And Heather Antos is an assistant editor. And I don't want to downplay what she does and her job by any means, because it's a very important job. But your average comic book fan shouldn't really even know who Heather Antos is.
That's for goddamn
sure. This is not a writer or a comic artist. This is an assistant editor. And she had posted a picture of her and some girls that work at Marvel who had just gone out for lunch and gone to get milkshakes. And that became what has been referred to as the milkshake debacle. Yeah, milkshake gate, what have you.
What?
That's how ridiculous some of this stuff has become, and the way that some of these crowd target people.
He's like, I tell fart jokes. I don't get politics.
It's very true. Yeah.
No, come on. There's plenty of politics in the comedian world.
But I don't talk about politics.
Well, because you're barely in the comedian world.
I'm not smart enough for that. My brain.
No,
can't
there
handle.
Is a lot of politics in your world, actually, especially because of the way that the world is changing and what is and isn't accepted sort of socially. And comedians are in kind of a weird place right now as far as things that are considered offensive and what is and is not okay to make jokes about.
Did you see the new Tom Segura special on Netflix?
I did not.
He jokes about how we can't say the word retarded anymore, and he kind of pokes fun at that. And some lady, some lady with a mentally handicapped kid, like went all nuts and wrote an article to Netflix asking them to pull the special off Netflix. And Tom Segura tweeted, "Netflix, please don't take away my special. That'd be retarded." Which is quite possibly the best thing.
I mean, I think the simple answer to what is offensive anymore and what isn't is everything's offensive anymore.
Yeah, to somebody.
Some degree, yes.
And it always has been, but now it's more vocal. And
that's because the internet's ruining things,
And I'll tell you my stance on that, you know, specifically. There's a lot of words that I used to say in my youth, and there are things that I don't. Now, a lot of them have to do with exposure. I've got a young cousin who is a special needs child and will be for her entire life. She was basically born with a film between the two sides of her brain, and they don't communicate properly. So there's no verbal communication whatsoever. We know she knows, to an extent, who each of us are and where she's at and her surroundings, but it's actually really fascinating in a lot of ways, because I'm really interested in sort of neurology. That's not even the fucking word, is it?
It'd be neurology.
Okay, neurological disorders I find to be really interesting.
Tommy just pushed up his glasses. He's a psychology major. He's all
psychology major. I have a psychology degree, Randy.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
But I find that stuff to be really interesting, and watching her has been really interesting. But it also changed my view of the word retarded, and it's just not a word that's necessarily in my vocabulary anymore as far as a pejorative or a descriptive word. But at the same time, like, my roommate, and I feel the same way about gay and faggot and stuff like that too, because I've known gay people within my life that I've been very close with, that I've cared for. So, you know, I don't use those words myself. My roommate calls stuff gay and retarded all the time, and I don't police his language, you know. It's
Just let him sound stupid. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, if you're not evolving, then I mean,
I mean, I can only control myself, and and that's, at the end of the day, how I feel about those things.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, he talks about that. Tom Segura talks about that, too, where he's like, you know, I used to say, that's gay, and it would be like the non-gayest thing, you know. He had jokes about that, you know. So
I mean, I think everybody did in the mid-90s.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, like, afterwards, and Tommy knows this guy, my best friend in high school.
Steve.
Okay, we'll call him Steve.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't say his last name.
So my best friend in high school.
Stop doxing people, Tommy.
Yeah.
Steve's probably gay, too.
Probably. So my best friend in high school, you know, I used to, oh, that's so gay, you're gay, 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 gay. He comes out to me, like, in college when we were, like, 23, 24. Turns out you're right, I'm gay. And I felt like the biggest lump of shit. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
But he was cool with it.
Well, he was, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, what have you done? Like, this entire time, you've said all that stupid shit.
Yeah, but nobody takes what you say and cares about it.
Everybody takes it straight to heart. Dexter, next question.
Very well.
Yes.
Because this is a deep discussion that that could go on forever.
Yes. Yeah.
And anytime you want to have it, I'm always down for it. But
good thing I'm not drinking tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 5-hour podcast. Here we come. Tommy's got points of view. He's going to put his foot... He's already put his foot in his mouth one time that I'm going to have to deeply edit. He wasn't even drunk.
No, just stupid.
Just stupid. Dexter, when you were a younger man, did you, or I guess even...
When I was a younger man, I think I was a boy is the term for that.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. When you were a boy, I was always a man, even when I was 3 years old. Yeah, that's true. When you were a younger boy, did you ever create storylines in your head with famous characters or, like, things you would do if you got a chance to write them? And did any of those things ever actually happen in real life, like with creators that were on books?
You know, I was never the Well, I wouldn't say I was never the fanfic guy, because actually my first actual experience sitting down and writing a story as a teenager was I wrote a Crow story. You know, The Crow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
James O'Barr's creation. There's been several different
Tommy's going to drop the quote right now.
No, but I could. Can't rain all the time.
Right? There it is.
It's a classic movie. I'm still waiting to see the Trash Fire reboot that's going to come out at some point, potentially, maybe. I don't know. It's been in development hell forever.
Stop with the reboots.
Right.
But no, I was never really so much the fanfic guy. But I, interestingly enough, one of the first really sitting down and sort of drawing out some comics, I did what was basically a ripoff of Quail Man from Doug.
Nice.
Which was J-Man, which Dexter is not actually my real name.
Right.
Don't tell the internet and Comics Gate that, because they'll dox me.
Yeah.
But J-Man was the character.
Shout out to armchair producer Doug Goodwin.
Yeah.
Who we used, way back in the day, because he was like our first listener, way back in the day we used to play the Doug theme song every time we talked about him. So shout out to him.
That's actually a running joke with some of our friends, too, is we will do the Doug theme.
Nice.
As a sort of a group chorus. But yeah, I mean, I drew that, and I drew some slight variances, and I actually had a comics creator that was a real small-time indie guy, and I don't recall his name. I still have a Sticky the Anti-Cacti, which was his one of his comics.
Nice.
That I met at a local convention, but I showed him a drawing of some drawings of some characters that I was coming up with, and one of them was a Rubber Man character, which was basically a ripoff of Plastic Man and the Elongated Man and Mr. Fantastic, which are all kind of ripoffs of each other.
Right.
And he said, actually, if you really start to look at comic book characters, everything is a ripoff, even the originals, because they always come from something. The original characters came from sort of pulp characters. You know, Batman sort of comes from The Shadow and other characters similar to that.
Right.
So, I mean, everything comes from something, and that really always stuck with me very heavily. And I really was convinced that I was going to become a comics creator at a young age, and that has yet to happen. But I am sort of weirdly going on a path that Gail Simone actually went on herself, because I am a hairstylist. That's my profession.
Right.
And now I have started with this group of friends a blogging website about comics, which is exactly what Gail did.
Right.
And it's still an aspiration of mine to write comics.
Right. And I mean, like, when I started this podcast, my whole goal in mind was to build up a fan base to write. And that was going to be the theme of this season of the podcast. It never quite happened. Life got in the way. So I think we're going to start trying to interview more, like, creative people. And I've talked to Tommy about this, too. Like, I think we're going to go down that road. Like, there's been a couple of comic book storylines that I created in my head when I was a kid, and they actually came true with other creators. And I'm like, well, damn, I had that idea. Why can't I do something similar to that?
Sure.
And I have a whole like notebook of characters I created in high school. Like, I drew them out and like,
oh god, we got to get this up.
Right. And like, this was when I was into,
nobody likes me, man.
No, not like that.
Hey, to be real, some of the best creations out there, that's how they started.
Right.
Spawn was started like that. The Goon, which is a character created by Eric Powell, who is also from Tennessee, that's exactly how that character started too. And I would say most characters started like that.
Yeah, and these were all characters I create, because I was super at a time into The Tick, which is a parody of all like
Spoon.
Exactly, it was a cartoon on the fucking Saturday morning cartoons.
I remember The Tick. Yeah,
it's an awesome Amazon Prime series right now. It's great.
I have yet to watch the Amazon Prime
you should
series,
watch it.
But
it's
I love
awesome.
The original cartoon. Also, the sitcom with Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, David Putty from Seinfeld.
Greatly underrated and underappreciated.
David Putty. Wow.
David Putty, yeah.
David Putty played The Tick and did a fantastic job.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And I bought the first, like, when I was young, I bought the first Tick trade paperback, and I was super into like parodying, and so I created all these fucking characters and I drew them out, and I finally, now when I'm 36 years old, I've dawned on an idea that might be commercial enough.
Uh-oh, you can't say it.
No, I'm not going to say what the idea is, but it's...
Oh, see, now you're leaving me hanging, because now I want to know what the idea is.
I'm totally going to leave you hanging, because I don't know all the ins and outs of it.
You're going to have to at least tell me something in private after this.
Okay, I'll tell you something, but...
Okay.
That has nothing to do with this idea.
Yeah. You're not stealing my idea, Dexter. You fucking thief.
I'm deadly curious now.
Tomorrow I'm going to wake up on doyouevencomic.com and see, here's an idea I have, copyright Dexter.
Everything comes from something else.
Yeah. But I found an idea that's fucking awesome, kind of, and would allow me to do anything I want with this character, include those characters I created in high school, and allow me to write and be like,
creative.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not an unrealistic idea, and I'll tell you,
especially in this day and age with social media and everything, you can do anything you want.
And like, you can contact and make friends with creators, which I've had the good fortune of doing, and that's been really cool. And it's not unrealistic. In fact, the Twitter user @TaskVersusTheWorld. This whole thing is kind of his brainchild. I actually literally just got done writing the article about the origins of how this whole thing came about. And it's because Task and Kevin from Comics Noob Show
were inspired by Randy and Tommy on the Miserable Retail Slave Show to be awesome.
But we became friends, and Task actually has a book that's in production. He's got this fantastic artist. It's called Leaders of the Free World.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I've been following that. It looks
and Atlas's art on it is amazing. Task character ideas are really cool, really intriguing. He has created one of my favorite characters that I have not even read anything about yet, but it's a character named Moonshine, who is a girl from Kentucky who part of her power set revolves around being drunk.
Perfect.
Wait, is she a hairstylist?
And Kevin
too?
And I are in this war right now.
Is she a hairstylist too?
Kevin's convinced he's going to write the one shot, and I'm like, no, fuck that. I deserve to write the one shot for that.
That's pretty good.
It's amazing. And all of the characters are really cool. And he's created this very diverse cast of characters. And it's... Task takes a very different stance from a lot of what is referred to as the blurred community, which is black nerds, and that's part
that.
Of how we
you
built
can't
this
say
whole
that.
Thing too.
Edit.
That's part of how we've developed this community too, because for Task, like, he wants things to be inclusive and include everybody,
right?
And that's part of what's so great about the community that we're building, because the community we're building, it's not about black nerds, and I'm not saying I'm not supportive of the blurred community, because I think it's really cool that they have gotten out there and said, hey, we're here, we exist.
You have been dubbed as a Nazi sympathizer, so
I have, yeah. And it's also not about excluding, you know, people and comics being a sort of a white boys club. We're creating a community that's for everybody, that's not a dickhead.
that's
Well, I'm out.
I like that asterisk.
And Skerritz, who developed the site, by the way, and did a great job, because it really does look fantastic. He came up with a much more eloquent slogan, which is inclusion of fans, exclusion of toxicity. So, I mean, that's
I
what
like
we're
that.
About.
So, like, I think that nobody, if they have a creative idea, whatever profession they're in, music, poetry, fiction, nonfiction. What? What'd you say? Comedy. Nobody should ever think their idea is too shitty or can't succeed. Because in 1939, a couple of Jewish boys by the name of Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster created a little man named Superman all by their lonesomes. Like, they had no... They basically
platform, yeah.
They had no platform. They were nobody. No. They basically invented the idea of the superhero.
Right.
Well, and to some extent, comics, because comics did exist at the time.
Right.
Superhero comics, not so much. And in fact, if I'm sure you're probably aware, Randy, Tommy, you don't ever know shit about anything, so I'm probably dropping some knowledge on you.
I like to live in the fog.
That actual idea came from another thing that they wrote before that, that was called The Reign of the Superman. And actually, yeah, it was a completely different character and a villain, but it gave them the original idea to create the character of Superman that came about and that we now know and love.
Yeah, and they created
it. Well, some people love. I don't really care that much about Superman.
And they created it all by themselves. They had no platform. They had no chance of success, really.
Yeah, no rules.
No,
nothing to go by, right? I mean, other than just regular comics. No, not really.
They were like, let's just do this. And they're like, let's make this comic. What's a fucking comic? I don't know.
Right.
He's a superhero. What's a fucking superhero? Oh, this guy.
Right.
I don't know.
You mean he has a regular job, too?
Yeah. And eventually, didn't they sell the rights to Superman to DC Comics for like $130 fucking dollars? Or something
you
like
know,
that?
I don't actually know the details on that specific part. Now, Mikey, my co-host, is a massive Superman fan and does know a lot of the history about that. And you've had him on the show with me as well before.
Right.
But he is catching up on his reading and tweeting at creators because I'm trying to get him more involved in what we're doing.
Like, yeah, it was some obscenely low amount for a character that's made billions upon billions of dollars for a company.
So like, it's really common within the industry, though. A lot of creators within the big two, Marvel and DC, wound up getting screwed out of a lot of the royalties and the rights to these characters.
Right. So, I mean, anything is really possible if you... I mean, if you think it's not... If you want to make a movie, just look at any movie that's come out this year and you'll be like, oh, man, that was a piece of shit. I could probably do that. Yeah, and you probably could. Who knows? Hollywood needs more original ideas.
Sure.
As Alan Moore would say, Hollywood has no original ideas. So, yes.
True. Yes.
Although, Alan Moore hates every adaptation of everything he's ever done. And personally, I love V for Vendetta. And while I did not care for Batman v Superman, I love Zack Snyder's adaptation of Watchmen as well.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Never seen it.
Of course you haven't.
We're getting way too inside baseball for this podcast. So the website is doyouevencomicbook.com. Your hero Randy might be writing for it soon.
Hopefully we'll get you reviewing Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, I will review a comic. You toss any shitty comic you want me to review and I'll do it. I don't care. Whatever.
That's part of what's been fun about this too, because there's this general view, again, with these sort of warring communities and angry fanboys and girls and whatnot, that there's these sort of SJWs who just love everything that Marvel puts out or love just everything and will only give praise and will never say anything negative. And we have, in our first week, already had a couple of negative reviews. And, of course, we've taken a position of when we retweet things, we're not going to retweet the negative reviews and tag creators. We tag them in the positive reviews.
Right.
But we don't really want to just be shitting on people, even if we're shitting on their book. But the Ron Couch, that's one of our contributors, just absolutely eviscerated the Infinity Countdown Adam Warlock issue that just came out. I mean, he literally said, there is no story. This entire book is literally just a previously on Marvel and next on Marvel.
Last time I shit, this was what came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and that's another thing that's cool, man. Like, we want to talk about comics, and
right,
sometimes it's going to be positive, sometimes it's going to be negative. But we always want to do it with a sort of modicum of respect,
right,
for these creators, because it's very important, and because these creators are catching hell left and right now.
Oh, yeah. If you're a creative doing anything, you catch hell. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, because all the Walmart idiots have opinions and they want to voice them.
Yeah.
Here's a little known fact that I'll drop before we go. My very first paycheck getting paid to write was actually from AOL Time Warner, believe it or not. I used to review things on the internet for AOL back before they bought the Huffington Post, and I got paid for it, and it was great.
That.
Yeah, yeah. It was a real great time in my life. I was so happy, and then
and then everybody else got the internet. Everybody else got the internet, and they're like, "Oh, we don't need Randy.
We don't need that fucker anymore." So.
Yeah. That's how you became a podcaster.
That's how I became a podcaster.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it actually. Yeah,
you could. You said before we wrap up. Did you, is your interview literally only two questions?
Yeah, I guess so. Because you've rambled on for like 58 minutes. So, my name is Dexter. This is the Dexter Show. Let me talk some more.
I could tell
you know I'm a narcissist.
Yeah, I could tell Randy was getting a little jealous when he.
Yeah.
Whatever answer you had, he had a similar.
Yeah,
answer.
I'm like, does he have a full size beer in front of himself, staring at himself as he talks? I bet he does.
I do.
Yeah, I knew it. You fucking.
I actually use the phone. I just pull the camera app up.
Yeah.
And then I get to stare at my pretty face in real time.
You just slowly pan down, up, toes to head. Yeah, that's the stuff. So this has been the Miserable Retail Slave Show. Go to doyouevencomicbook.com if you're even interested in anything that Dexter has said tonight.
And what's Dexter's podcast?
His podcast with that God-blessed man, Mikey and Jen. They're connected as one now because they're married like you and the beloved.
They're one man, apparently.
They're one man now. But goddamn, that Mikey is an awesome fella. We need to have him on. Less He's Dexter, terrible. more Mikey.
Although I will say that tends to be the fan reaction to our show.
You didn't say the name of the podcast.
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics.
There you go.
They are on the Couch Party app along with us and Mixed Feelings, which we mentioned before.
Yeah.
Jake and Tom Conquer the World, which they're certainly trying. Right. Welcome to Rantyville. And I don't know if this podcast is defunct or not, but...
Nerd Rage?
You need to shoot your shot.
Oh.
Goddamn Dr. Penrose.
Yeah.
But how did Penrose get here?
I don't know. He's just been here
long. I don't know if she had, like, some dick in a glass jar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Penrose!
Goddamn
my
Penrose.
My brother from another mother. I have missed you so much, my friend.
I know. Man, I miss that guy. He's on every week, whether he knows it or not. So.
Oh, he's not literally here.
No, sorry.
Oh, you tease.
I'm such a rapscallion over here.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile... Miserable Retail Slave is on nerdopotamus.net, which is Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics still on nerdopotamus.net.
We are. I haven't posted in a little while.
Yeah,
and, of course, we've built this other thing. And I'm very appreciative to that whole crew and having given us a platform, too. But I've just been so wrapped up with what we're doing.
I'm so wrapped up in myself. Ooh.
I am, yeah.
We are also on Geeks Worldwide, which has a partnership with...
Do you even comicbook.com?
There we go. It all fits together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So check us all out. Join us.
And that's the cool thing. It's not about any one community. It's a lot of communities working together on things.
Yeah, and I was glad to see them reach out because they have a little thing going, and it's kind of blowing up as well. And I'm like, well, that's great that they took the time to reach out.
Really great of Casey to really work with us on what we're doing, and he's been very supportive and offered us review copies and everything, and I cannot show enough appreciation to that.
All right, as I said before, we're kind of the bullies on Geeks Worldwide. We don't really fit, but we're appreciative nonetheless. There we are. And all of you, take a minute, go to the goddamn facebook.com, join our Facebook group, like Let's Get... Do you have a Facebook page for Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics?
We do. I don't use it very much.
Okay. Fuck Dexter, then. Just join the Facebook group.
I just finally got back to using Facebook again because the dumpster fire that was the election cycle year before last, I was just done with Facebook.
Facebook for the rest of my known years.
I never did the I'm quitting Facebook and deactivated my account, but I just kind of quit opening the app.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, you're done. So, we're going to be live next week, I guess. We're going to take that on again, see how it goes. Dexter might be in the chat room or he might not. He might call in or he might not. But we'll be here.
If I get a chance to call in doing a fake voice and just shitting all over Tommy, I mean, I will always take that opportunity.
Excellent.
And I always appreciate it.
If that. I'm not looking at myself in the mirror and can take a time out from combing my hair, I'll be there. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.